News this lunchtime that the union FORSA has backed a proposal for indefinite strike action in a number of community and voluntary agencies who are funded by the Health Service Executive. The union has accused the government of foot-dragging when it comes to addressing pay discrepancies in the sector. It says staff in what are called Section 38 organisations are paid on average 10% less than the same workers in the public sector. The union has now committed itself to covering the wage costs of striking workers, adding that any potential action is likely to involve hundreds of health and care staff. Well, we're joined now by Kevin Callanan, the General Secretary of FORSA. You're welcome to the programme, Kevin Callanan. So, I mean, I think it's pretty unusual for a union, in advance of a decision by the workers involved, to say that you'll not just back a decision to go on indefinite strike, but pay their wages while that dispute lasts.
Yes, Brian, this decision emerged yesterday at our National Executive Committee, where we were having a start of year look at the industrial relations landscape, and the focus turned to this long-standing dispute. So these workers, just to correct what you said, are Section 39. So they're employed by organisations under Section 39 of the Health Act. There are also some employed under Section 56 of the Child and Family Agency Act, and indeed some under Section 10 of the Housing Act. So the state asked these people to do work that otherwise the state would have to perform itself. And indeed, in some parts of the country, is performing itself. When, in 2009, the financial crash hit, the state very quickly turned to these workers and cut their pay exactly in line with what would have happened in the public service. Unfortunately, from 2015, as public service pay began to recover, those increases have not been applied to these workers. And despite our best efforts and a partial restoration for some people in 2019, and despite the fact that we had one-day strikes last September, we don't have any indication that the government is taking this seriously, despite statements that indeed Minister Donnelly has made. Our latest information is that the Workplace Relations Commission is going to intervene again, mm-hmm. but the employers are turning up there, the HSE and the Department of Health, without a clear indication from government that this needs to be settled.
We're talking here about what kind of workers? It's both frontline workers who are operating in care settings, but also the administrative staff, the backup staff that allow these organisations to operate?
There's a very wide range of organisations involved, but I think from the point of view of listeners, you know, heavily involved in care and disability services around the country, you know, both for intellectual disability, physical disability and other, you know, children's services.
And doing the same work as comparable employees in HSE.
Exactly the same work. And it's really unfortunate for the organisations. Even from a management point of view, we're now seeing a huge churn of staff in those organisations as people obviously look to better paid equivalent jobs in the HSE and in other state agencies. So we have a crisis that the government isn't facing up to and needs to address immediately.
If there's a strike, those workers will continue to be paid their full salary by FORSA. The people who will suffer are the people that they care for.
This is the conundrum that people have. We're looking at a situation where we see these services decline slowly, or we try to do something to bring things to a head. And yesterday, the decision, the very unusual decision was, we have to force this with government to a resolution, and that the best way to do it is to say to people, if you go on strike, we'll select agencies very carefully. If you go on strike, we will make good your pay for the duration of the strike.
So you're saying it wouldn't be across the board then? That you would target particular agencies?
We will target particular agencies. We'll continue to work with our colleague unions, SIPTU and the Irish Nurses and Midwives organisation, where we work very closely with them in relation to this issue. And we believe that this is a decisive step to try and bring a fair resolution.
How soon could this action be taken?
Well, I think over the coming weeks, we'll consult with people, we'll select the areas, and then we'll engage in a ballot in those areas. So over the course of the coming weeks, Brian.
All right. Kevin Callanan, General Secretary of FORSA, thanks for that.